Report, Gun Control Spells Political Loss for President Trump. By A.W.R. Hawkins on September 6, 2019. Data gathered by President Trump's campaign shows he would suffer a loss of support during the 2020 election by supporting gun control. ABC News reports that the data is comprised of campaign polling conducted before recent back-to-back mass shootings in Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas, that left 31 dead. The data suggests support for stricter background checks among a majority of Americans, but gun control measures would be unpopular with Trump's base. Trump ran on a pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment platform in 2016. Trump talked about a bipartisan effort for stronger background checks on August 5 and 7, just days after the El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, shootings. Days later, he appeared to pivot away from the push. Hours after the August 31, 2019, Midland-Odessa shootings, Trump said, "I will say that for the most part, sadly, if you look at the last four or five going back even 5 or 6 or 7 years, for the most part, as strong as you make your background checks, they would not have stopped any of it." On September 6, 2019, Breitbart News reported that Trump met with Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, about gun control measures including expanded background check legislation. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @HawkinsHawkins. Reach him directly at @HawkinsHawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.